DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to... Shut up, Samantha. Fucking asshole.
False
shut up your mouth.
15 yards. Automatic first down.
God, James, you're such a sexist asshole.
Offsides. Okay. Seriously.
Offsides.
Good God, James.
Jesus Christ.
How this is how we start the fucking show, with me just cursing out Samantha.
Fuck!
With all By the way, just... Samantha, I keep meaning to ask you, you owe me lines for Homestead.
I do.
Oh, the shame.
Fucking holding up production.
The shame.
You never give me a due date, so I just kind of...
Look, just so we're clear, due date is when I give you the shit. I should
today.
Have it within an hour.
Listen
to this fucking whipcracker. I am James Tiberius Robinson, and when I say jump, you don't say how fucking high, because you're too busy fucking jumping, okay? It's actually Thaddeus, but thank you. Thank you.
Whatever. You got the T right.
Fucking Jim got shit back to me in less than an hour, and his equipment setup is shit. Be
Thank
like
you.
Jim, Samantha.
Yeah.
My new microphone will be here next week, though.
Okay, you have until that mic is plugged in.
Tyler doesn't suit you, James.
But only until it's plugged in.
I mean,
look, you fucking figure it out and you can...
Again, it's like trying to have Jerry Seinfeld be the leader of your Expendables team, right? You're going to try and bark orders and we're going to be like, fuck you.
I think I figured out a way to stop the hollowness in Ryan's office. I'm in mine right now because my computer is finally here.
Ooh.
So,
where'd
you go with? Did you go with a pre-built?
I did, yeah.
Cyber Power. Cyberpower.
Cyberpower. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super excited about it. My monitor's still in back order, so we had to use a friend's monitor. He's loaning it to me. So.
Nerd.
Samantha.
Nerd.
I think if things go the way Bree and I want, because we're gonna end up having to get a second computer, I think we're gonna go balls out because what I want to use it for, I'm gonna need.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's
more.
What I did.
Yeah.
I just went for it.
Bitcoin, baby. Oh.
What?
That was like the best possible.
Two of us
Bitcoin.
Got it.
I was thinking, no. It wasn't that we got it. It was that I was thinking much darker things that James was going to use that computer for.
That was the
Bitcoin.
First thing I went to, but Bitcoin was the safe option.
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine he doesn't want to get flagged by the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI. So.
Oh, wait, you don't want to do no
dude,
dark
Dude, it's already happened. I don't know if I told you, but when Travis and I were doing the Misfits, we would load the podcast up. We would do the show on Sunday, load the podcast up on Monday. And without fail, the first download came from somewhere in Maryland, and we figured out that's where the NSA is headquartered. So
nice. Got the eyes of all watchers there.
I have no doubt they listen to every episode of this show, and you're all under surveillance.
You should start it like you should start every episode with "Good morning, officers" or special agents.
Hi,
treasured.
You know what? I think Jim. I think next week that's how we're gonna start the show every week from
like
now on. It's just, hello, officers and special agents. Welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Hello,
James
any
is
going to
invest
of...
in Christ coin. That's what it is.
Christ coin.
Fuck and off.
All right, so James, you had...
You don't want to pay for pedophilia?
I'm sorry. We're just going to gloss over the fact that Bryce pays for pedophilia?
What the fuck are you talking about? I said, you don't want to, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't want pedophilia anywhere in my world.
If you invest in Christcoin,
it helps pedophiles?
Probably.
I'm missing something.
So am I.
Are you still with your cleanse?
Never mind.
Reaching.
Apparently none of you guys know about this big organization called the Catholic Church. I mean, they...
No, I get that. Kids. I get that.
Pedophiles go for the buffet. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
The connection from the coin,
that's where you lost us.
Never mind. Whatever.
It's got... Bryce, listen. As someone who lives where you are currently, where the joke, you had the particles there, but they fall apart in your fingers at the last second.
Yeah, they just crumbled.
It happens.
It didn't help that I had just closed an article that I was looking at, so I mixed the two.
You had a moment where you had to concentrate on the show.
I think, Bryce, what
happened was...
Can we
have a moment of silence for that joke that just didn't land?
You had the punchline, you just didn't have the setup.
True.
And I think that's where you lost us all.
This is Joke Masterclass by Not Another Podcast.
Not Another Joke Masterclass.
I need it from you guys.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to work on Full Circle.
Tomorrow's episode, the compliment sandwich.
It did good. It was shit, but you try.
So, Bryce, good job on wearing a shirt.
I mean, I can fix that.
Do it.
Bookmark it. get the screen cap ready.
I was just going to say. Each one of Bryce's
Everybody
nipples is a different color.
Three, two, one.
All four.
Jim,
of them.
How do you know that?
Trust. It's called trust, James.
Yeah, James.
And you earn it. You earn it.
I don't think I want to earn that kind of trust.
Well, I see how it is. Okay.
Not that Family. Kind of trust. I'm nominating that for a title of the show. Not that kind of trust.
Not another trust fall.
So far, Jim's on the board.
Ball underlined.
That is a big mug there, Jim.
Thank you. It's for Scorpios.
Ah.
And it has like this whole like description on the back. Yeah. About like
Scorpio for the win, buddy.
Fuck real.
Yeah.
We're mysterious and loyal.
Dude, right.
We believe in magic and angels. Maybe just me.
Starting to lose me towards the end there, but you know, that's okay. I'm with you.
I'm sensing a theme.
Also, gargoyles are a real thing.
There was a documentary show about gargoyles.
I think James just turned into a Muppet.
Excuse me.
I think he's got the Rona.
No, I'm currently taking a pill for my blood pressure because I'm old.
It's called Viagra?
Yeah, that's the one.
Not only does it make you
fucking harder than Chinese arithmetic, it gives you a dry cough that is mistaken for the Rona if you're ever in a crowded supermarket.
That's where I've never coughed on my dick before.
You just got to find the Karens that are out there.
It really hurts, Jim.
Oh.
It really hurts. And one day you'll be there.
With dry urethra?
Yeah.
That sounds like a country band.
It's
Good evening. It's we are dry urethra. Dusty when I pee.
You know, I had meant to start this show off with kind of a solemn thing, but I don't think that's appropriate now. No. I don't think we can go from dry urethra into saying goodbye to some... Fuck, this last week, we've lost a gaggle of not super well-known celebrities, but people that in our world are fairly
important people. Yeah.
And the biggest one hit Monday? Tuesday. Tuesday. All of you are familiar with the show Mythbusters, yes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And BattleBots.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, Grant Imahara apparently died of a brain aneurysm. And for most of us here, that's kind of a little closer to home because he designed and operated the R2-D2 droid on the set of the Star Wars prequel movies.
Fucking hell.
So that was kind of a huge blow.
Was he local? Local to you guys?
No, I think he was California.
He's based out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
He worked with Lucasfilm for a number of years, ended up on Mythbusters as one of the Mythbusters in the B team, the build team. And then when the build team was let go right before Mythbusters ended, they went on to do another sort of Mythbusters type show that was on Netflix called White Rabbit Project.
It's almost as though that show spun off of the other show.
Yeah. Good catch there, Jim.
Thanks. Well, no, Cary Grant and
Tori.
They made an already awesome show that much better.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure how many of you started watching Mythbusters from the very beginning, when it was just Dollar Tree Jim Gaffigan and Walrus Man / Leather Daddy. When it was just with the originals, they changed their names when they got all famous or whatever. But us true fans, we know. But no, it was just the two. But then when they brought on Cary Grant and Tori, it was a great, because each one of them brought their own flavor to it. And it was just sad because he always was he seemed like the kind of guy that was just like, what you see is what you get, and he's just a total sweetheart.
Yeah, total sweetheart, amazing builder and roboticist.
Not a word.
He really enjoyed what he did. Like, you could tell that.
Yeah. That was kind of rough. And I'm sorry I did not do my homework because I was doing other homework, but there's been a long list of people. The girl from Glee was found dead this week. Naya Rivera, thank you.
Which did she play?
No idea. I just know she was from Glee.
She was one of the cheerleaders. That was really mean in the beginning, and then
she was reported missing.
Stop watching the show, but yeah.
Was it the blonde?
No, it was the dark hair.
Okay.
Hispanic girl.
Okay.
But
I'm not a Gleek, so I don't know.
And that's just the latest in a pretty long list. I mean, this the last few years have Kelly Preston died. John Travolta's wife died of breast cancer.
Oh. Yeah.
So and those are all just this week alone. So
it's turning into another 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, except worse.
So 10 times worse.
So
well, it may not be worse in the death toll of like childhood favored, actors yet. But on grand scales, like the worst year ever. I'm not going to lie. This one's right up there.
It really is.
Everything that's going on, all of the shit that's going on, it ranks this so ridiculously high on the list of fucking horrendous years that I don't know that we'll – hopefully we never live to see a year worse than this. But then
we'll see how the election pans out, and then we'll talk. Because, 2021 could be a lot worse. But what I wanted to talk about quickly because of those deaths and the circumstances we're all in, I know that a lot of people are dealing more heavily now than they were in the past with depression or, just feeling low. And I want to know if any of you guys have been dealing with that sort of thing and how you're coping with it. What are you doing to Jim? I know you started working out, and I know that's a great way to, get out of, like dark feelings sometimes. I mean, getting those endorphins up from working out is definitely got to help you in some way. I mean, other than physical.
I've only I've gone once and
never again.
Well, like my buddy Mike went with me, and he's the one that just he's recovering. We're just beat stage 4 cancer.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, for real, man. And his first thought was like, I got to get back to work, because he works as a trauma nurse. He's like, I got to get back in there. My crew needs me. And so he's not supposed to be working out, because he still has like a stint he's got like a something is embedded in him for the distribution of medicine.
Oh yeah. So
they're leaving that in there for a little while in the event something should come back and they need to hook him back up to the slushy machine or whatever. And so
does he have it attached to his chest?
It's inside him, I think.
No, I know, but the device, does it attach to his chest?
I don't think he has a device attached to him. I think it was just whatever's inside him. He does. Yeah, he's not on any meds anymore. He's been fully cleared.
Well, I know what Danny's asking, because I worked with a guy who actually lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. And he had a hole in his side that was open with a stent. And each week he would have to get a chemo treatment. And basically it was like a belt he wore that hooked into the hole that they'd put in, and it pumped chemo in like over the course of a week. So like each week he would have to go and get it changed out.
Yeah.
So did he have like, was it in hospital chemo, or could he like, you know, outpatient it?
He could outpatient it.
So he had a device that, yeah.
He came there and they gave it to him, and then he would leave. But yeah,
look, like Samantha said, made pizza for everyone.
Thanks, Samantha. Oh, damn.
Wait,
that's like six.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
It looks like DiGiorno.
Because it is DiGiorno.
Is that homemade? Like, it's DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
She's like, it's not DiGiorno. It's nacho, as in nacho pizza.
Nacho
bitch.
Pizza. No, DiGiorno is like our new favorite. We prefer it over a lot of the delivery that's out here too. So
DiGiorno is good. Fair. Good frozen pizza.
Rising crust. Delicious.
Well, and they don't sleep on their toppings.
I'm in mad déjà vu right now.
Stay on the good shit, man.
Okay, so yeah, well, back to Jim and his workout.
I was just going to say,
as we all salivate over Samantha's pizza.
Yeah. He's like Pavlov's dogs. Like, I'm going to start smelling cheese here in a second. I mean, I haven't showered, so that might just be me.
Delicious.
Fomunda, the forbidden cheese.
Very forbidden.
But no, I you were talking about loss and everything else. I had to sit down and actually started making a list of all the people that I have lost so far, and the number's up to 6 that I've lost personally since 2020. Since like February 2020. Right, like, and it's like it hasn't all been COVID related. There was a couple other. There was let's see here. One was a motorcycle accident, suicide, cancer, and old age. Yeah. So it's like it's just been one after another, and you gotta do something to get active, or you will sit and wallow / fester and think and just be overwhelmed by everything. And it's so hard when, you know, we're as limited as we are, but you got to get creative. You got to find something to occupy your mind that's not all the negative shit that's coming in, and not, you know, thinking that, well, by voicing my opinion or going off on some whole tangent, that's going to help kind of the process. You're not. You're adding to a river. You're adding to the river of slime in Ghostbusters 2, right? Yep. You're adding to the anger and the hate. You're adding some more. It was like it had to be shampoo. That's what I was always thought. It was fucking just like lots of here's like Prel and Pantene and Head and Shoulders, and gosh, your hair smells terrific. you know, yes. all that shit kind of like See, I squeezed think it's, into her.
I personally think it's harder in our current situation with being locked down, because before, like, you suffer a loss, or, you know, just you're down. You're whatever, life is getting you down, you're just feeling low. You could go hang out with friends and talk it out, hash it out. I mean, we do it every week on this show. We hash out our bullshit, and I, for one, when I leave, I feel better. You know, I may not have solved whatever woes are troubling me, but I feel better after having talked with my friends. And I think
you remember to press record. I just mean,
by the way, did I press record on this?
Did he hit record? Did he hit record?
Yes, I did.
The wreck is up there.
I love you, James. I love you, James. And I'm agreeing 100% with what you're saying. Yeah.
But I think right now it's tougher for people because they don't have that lifeline. They don't have that their normal outlets for, you know, dealing with whatever's getting them down. And I honestly believe that the reason there's so many protests and so many people just like out and out, even the people who are like anti-mask right now, they know that the mask is good. There's nothing bad. They're fighting just to fight. They're fighting because they have all this negative energy, and this is the only way they can get it out is by holding up the mask and going, fuck no, I'm not fucking wearing this thing. I think because we've all been cooped up for so long, we just have this abundance of negative energy inside that just needs to come out. Jim, are you sure it's safe to go outside? You get shot at every week.
No, it's okay. I've called a truce. I called all the warlords together.
Treaty.
Good man.
Temporary. Tentative. Very tentative.
Yeah, for like another 15 minutes.
When our supply of Faygo runs out, we are fucked. But, for the moment, the Faygo must flow. He who controls the Faygo controls the neighborhood.
So you're fucked?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know who only ultimately diabetes wins is essentially so diabetes. Apologies.
So I just want to quickly ask, like, each of you, like, when you're finding yourself going to darker places in your mind right now, what is your outlet? Like, what are you doing to kind of curb that? Okay, good talk.
Well, I got some. I didn't want to joke. I didn't want to hog it. So,
have
Danny, do you have something?
Okay.
Well, I would think.
I'll take it from you. Okay. See, for me personally, don't get me wrong. A large part of who I am is very introverted. Although I am very much an extrovert, and I do feed off the energy of other people, that's how I operate. But
like a vampire,
a part of me is internalized, because when shit starts to really bother me and bug me, I lock it down on myself, because my running notion is that nobody wants to hear my bullshit anyway.
Yeah, I'm the
same
way.
And even if they did, they got bullshit that's probably just as bad, if not worse, than mine. So why the hell would I bring it up to them to add to theirs? So what I tend to do when I start feeling like I'm internalizing all the shit that bothers me, most of the time I try to imagine a different scenario. I try to imagine, you know, something fun in my life that I could make happen, you know, and I try to dive into my creative senses, because honestly, that's all I really got. So for me, it's like when I'm home, you know, and I'm feeling down and out because, fuck, I haven't been back to work in a long-ass time, and bills are starting to catch up, shit like that. You know, my grandfather just passed, and, you know, my old man still weighs heavy, even though I've well moved on, it still weighs heavy. And in times like these, when the news circuit is nothing but bad news, it bears down on me, and what I end up doing is I'll play music, and that's really my only salvation. Other than that, I mean, if I, for some reason, lost the ability to play music in some capacity, I'd collapse. There just wouldn't be enough of me left. And although I know that I reach out to my friends when times are really, really bad, you know, over Facebook, Messenger, things like that, for myself, for my own personal peace of mind, when people tell me, oh, dude, it's going to be okay, you know, you're going to be all right, you got this, it's reassuring that I have good friends that would be willing to talk to me, hear me out, and, you know, offer that motivation in the right direction. But for me personally, for my introverted self who likes to hold everything down and figure it out on my own, my only real escape from my own head is when I play music. It doesn't matter if it's heavy metal or fucking some old school slow jam. It really doesn't matter. So long as I'm making something that's prettier than my world is, then I'm doing
right. I like that. I like that a lot. I was just gonna put out there. I love the fact that you have that outlet, Danny, and that you can recognize when that need arises. Because for a lot of people, they just kind of shovel it on top of all the other shit that they're dragging around, and sooner or later, it just gets to be too much to try and do anything with, except just either collapse or explode.
Yeah.
And to be able to
sometimes
find
both.
Yeah. But to be able to find something that you can do to, as you say, create that's more beautiful than the world around you. I think that's incredible. The idea though, that like you said, no one wants to hear your bullshit, is incorrect. First of all, that is not true. That is the lie that we tell ourselves. Because Danny, exactly.
You have
someone
that actually pays to hear your bullshit. So,
well, yeah, but also, Danny, we've established that we have a similarity in that we're the first ones to aggressively offer help, but we are the last ones to admit when we need it or ask for it.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that we're the only two. I'm just saying that we've had a couple of discussions.
We're kin, bro.
Yeah, exactly. We're, you know, same vineyard, different vintage, so to speak. But
Danny, you and I have talked about that too. I mean, we're the same. We internalize all of our problems, and we worry more about others than we do ourselves.
That's it.
You know. But Samantha, what you got?
Yeah.
Other than pizza.
Yeah, right.
We gave you all this time to eat, and you did nothing. You just
it's hot, man. You gotta let it cool.
I'm waiting for it to cool down, and then I gotta cut it, and then I might actually see if Ryan can come down here and cut it. But
hey, Ryan, come cut the pizza.
Get the goddamn cutter out.
Cut the cheese.
he's done that already.
The cheese.
Pretty sure he does that when he gets home.
You have just invited a crop dusting.
Hashtag
God. I didn't think about my actions.
Yeah, well, here we are.
There is a Dutch oven in your future.
And you cannot even be mad about it. You just gotta be like, fucking Jim was right. So happy to be
That's
in Pennsylvania
I feel
right now.
People.
It's the first time since I've moved back that I'm happy I'm in Pennsylvania.
Don't want to smell that from
That's
there.
That's words no one ever said.
Truth.
Well played, Bryce. Well played.
I wasn't even a warning shot. That was right.
One shot,
no, I'm
one
coming,
kill.
But you just let it happen. I think first and foremost, what is helpful for me is I've been reading a lot. Whether it's fiction, you know, I've always been a reader, but it's, I've been reading a lot. Radio Hour is still going, so that's a help. So I've also been writing, which is another help. And I'm learning new things, like I've picked up the ukulele. I'm still practicing.
Then she put it down again right away.
And killing it, by the way. Doing an awesome job.
Have you posted any videos yet? Have I missed them?
Yeah, they're on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I haven't practiced in about 2 weeks though. I kind of let my nails grow out, and then I just cut them today so I can get back to building up the calluses in the proper places. So, Yeah, so my nails grow super fast, so I got to stay on them. And I've also been, I also started doing just little crafty things. I started felting, which is a fun little
gross thing.
Here's my...
Well, I can't believe you just announced that. Like,
that sounds filthy. That sounds fucking filthy, Samantha. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, yes, whatever Norwalk works for you is great, but I mean...
Beautiful Norwalk.
Some,
you gotta
some
know.
Things...
Thank you, Danny. You're so nice to me.
It's beautiful.
It's because it is beautiful. You'll you felt him.
Yeah, yeah.
That and
it
I've
really
also
is
been
a
cooking
lovely
a
Norwalk.
Lot. I've also been cooking a lot, so there's just I've just been keeping busy mostly, and I still work from home. Though I hate my job, I am thankful for it at the moment because I can afford my home and my bills. So that's not a brag or anything. That's just I'm very grateful. But you know, I still working from home. I still maintain my hours. One of the girls I work with was talking about like, man, I feel like I work more hours than ever. I'm like, well, why? And she stays online. She'll just keep working. I'm like, no, just because you're working from home does not mean that you don't have boundaries and you don't have work hours. So yeah, that's one way I've been able to stay sane is I maintain my boundaries with work. So if you're working from home and you're just killing yourself, it's not worth it. Don't do it. Don't let anyone tell you you have to. Because if you didn't have to do it before this, why would you have to do it now?
Tell them, Samantha.
Yeah, no, just maintain your boundaries. That's one way I've been able to stay sane. I did have a period of kind of loopiness. I was going a little stir crazy, and I was going a little batty, and I was pacing around the house a lot. I really didn't know what to do with myself. I had a lot of energy that I just didn't know how to get out. You know, the dogs have been going for more walks, which has been helpful. You know, working out again, which has been great. I've also been learning how to cook healthier and better. So it's just, you know, a lot of trying to do the life improvement stuff. And, you know, it's not a matter of not focusing on what's happening because I consume a ton of news. And that is really depressive. But I also have a great group of friends here. I have a wonderful boyfriend, and we are in a group chat with our other best friends, so we vent a lot. So I have venting avenues. Yeah, while I do miss people, I did get to perform and see a few people, which was really nice. And, you know, it just just allow yourself. This thing is people are trying to avoid the depression. Trying to avoid the cabin fever, avoid the stir craziness, and you can't. You have to. I believe that you kind of have to lean into it a little bit and just let it happen. It's okay. The only way to get past something is to go through it and figure out your ways to get through.
You beat me to it, Samantha, but I was going to say the same thing. I had to do physical therapy last year, and that was the thing that he kept saying was lean into the pain, because only by leaning into the pain will it get better. And I kind of took that as like, you kind of, it's not just physical. You have to do that with pain, no matter what it is. You have to lean into it in order to fix it. You have to find the problem and attack it.
Yep. And just because you're depressed and upset, let yourself be. It's okay.
Yeah.
It is okay. Yeah. These are completely valid emotions to feel. If you feel like you need to cry, then cry. You're going to feel so much better afterwards.
Yeah. You have to let yourself feel your emotions.
Yeah. Being strong does not mean toughing out everything. And I had to learn that the hard way when I was younger. That's just something I was like toughing through everything. Like no emotions. I wasn't allowed to cry as a kid. You know, if you were in pain, if physical or mental or emotional, no, you don't cry and whine and bitch. Like, so I was very like, and sometimes I still have like deal with anger, but I know how to manage it better now, but it took a lot of lessons and a lot of things happening for me to learn that it's okay. Like, have a cathartic cry. Pick up a book that's going to make you just bawl your eyes out, and or watch a movie that's going to make you sad. You're going to feel, just find your releases. So yeah. For me, that's learning new things, that's reading, that's writing. And watching my
notes. Honestly,
I wish people could see this, because here four of us are very animated and emotional, and then there's one guy who's just stoic as fuck.
That'd be Bryce.
I wasn't going to give it away, Danny. I wasn't going to throw him out.
I was.
That does bring me to Bryce, because Bryce has amazing control of his emotions. I'm not saying he's a robot or anything, but yes, dude, you handle your shit better than anyone, and it sometimes really worries me, because like Danny and Jim and I, who internalize everything, I feel like you do a lot of internalizing too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I'm lucky because I have my wonderful wife that helps keep me grounded and is always there to be my
slap
support.
The shit out of you?
If I need a good slapping, yeah.
you just revealed a lot of interesting secrets from within the wolf bedroom. Dead. The wolf den! Yes! Danny for the win!
So, Dan, that is literally on our mailbox. Or, no, that's not on our mailbox. We have a sign that says...
It's on the headboard.
Yes! Fucking win! And,
yeah. On the paddle, on the leather suit. Embroidered leather. Leather towels. I don't understand the reason for that, but whatever. I mean, I guess you got a good deal.
It's cool.
Can't really complain.
but I have her and I have my son to throw myself into, like, to keep me busy, and he's just this optimistic ball of energy, which is a phenomenal help.
Nice.
Knowing that my daughter is going to be here at the end of the year, just
congratulations on that, by the way. Going. I don't know if we
thank you.
Again. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I did not know you are expecting again.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
You guys didn't know?
There it is.
Oh.
Yeah, he hides it really well because he's got the big t-shirts. But yeah, he's due anytime.
I know.
I'm fucking robot.
Motherfucker.
Yep. Yep, it's a girl. She's supposed to be here the end of October. So.
Yeah, Scorpio baby.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, man.
It'll be a whole different ball game.
Yeah, kids are a great distraction.
Yeah,
and like you said, their optimism is infectious.
It's infectious. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He gets joy out of the smallest things. Like, he likes when I hide behind the counter and scare him. So he'll like come running through the kitchen, and I'll just go boo, and he'll just jump, and he'll just start laughing and run away, and then come back, and he just it's the most joyous thing, and it makes all of the shit just disappear.
Yeah.
That makes my ovaries just like...
Finish the sentence.
Use your words.
I do joke about this a lot, but I'm in my 30s and it's like a literal string pulling at my ovaries. And it's like, hello, Sam. So
look at that.
And my joke is always like... My ovaries are like, freed me.
That's her.
Wow.
Is that your bedroom talk voice there, Sam? Freed me.
Yes.
That's what she says to Ryan whenever she's in the mood.
Feed me.
I imagine not Keith David, the guy who was the voice of Candyman, or the guy who
Tony
played
Todd.
Candyman. Tony Todd. Yeah. That would be the voice of your ovaries. I could just be, you know, that's just the way I imagine. The voice of
sweets
your ovaries.
For the sweet.
I love how we're giving a voice to Sam's ovaries throughout this episode.
And I think the voice is Gilbert Godfrey.
Feed me, would ya? Here's the thing. All I want, little bit of semen. It's all I need. It's all I want.
Just a little bit.
Just one.
You can put it over here. You can put it over here. I don't care. Just a little bit.
Maybe put it in fallopian tube one, or
maybe
fallopian tube two. I don't know.
How's that pizza, Sam? That good? That good shit?
Delicious. so glad I can really choke on it.
Yeah. Okay, does anyone else want to write her boyfriend and say, just for fun, next time you're having sex, do the voice of Gilbert Gottfried?
You mean the last time you want to have sex? Is that what you were... I think that's how you meant to phrase that, James. Because the second you do that, guess what?
We don't know. It might be a huge turn-on for her.
We just ordered, like, a box of condoms off of Amazon, and it was, like... Because at the grocery store, it's, like, 20-some bucks for 12. We got, like, 40 for 12 bucks.
Slightly irregular prophylactics.
What?
Oh, God. They're slightly irregular.
For his pleasure.
They're from the human set... The Human Centipede 2 collection. So there's barbed wire, sandpaper, also.
All of them look like the head of the alien.
Very tactile.
They're from the Giger collection.
Well, I was just gonna say, because poor Sam was talking about how she has these pulls, you know, at her fallopian tubes and everything else. We've just added a trigger, so now every time Sam has cheese pizza, she's going to be hearing Gilbert fucking Gottfried's voice screaming about...
Give me semen!
You can pour it on the pizza. I don't care.
Yes.
Maybe as a dipping sauce. You know, when
my
you...
My uterus is completely dry!
Why do people buy breadsticks? Every slice of pizza comes with a breadstick.
It's called the crust.
It's called the crust, or pizza bones if you have a dog. That's my Gilbert Gottfried right there.
Well, I think we've managed to get through
Bryce
the darkness
has
now.
The joys of his life that are his children.
We have ruined cheese pizza for poor Samantha. That is.
No, I'm still eating. Fuck that.
Yes. What are you talking about? It's delicious.
I will
eat
through.
There's nothing that can ruin my appetite.
Okay, so
it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. Paid
it's
for by Aflac.
It's diaphragm.
Oh, okay. That's how you pour the soda. You pour the soda in the
through the diaphragm. Yeah, okay.
I'm just gonna stop that. I'm stopping that train of thought right there.
So last month we decided that we're all gonna watch a terrible movie, and Bryce found that terrible movie and
found a hot piece of garbage.
Some of us enjoyed
art.
It. Most of us did not.
Yeah. Fucking art.
But we all had a good time discussing the movie. So we decided we're going to do it at least once a month, and it's that time. So I sent you guys all out a message that said, pick a movie and a compelling argument why this is the movie we should all work together and critique. Bryce, you are exempt because you have your movie was selected. So that's four of us.
Because I am God.
Next
you
month
already
it will be three
taken...
of us. Eventually we will all get to pick a shit movie.
But James, you failed in your initial assignment request because you did not specify a film that we hadn't previously seen. You assumed that those would be the movies that we would go with. Young Daniel went with some films which he is certain that we've all seen before and would be something good to just sort of rewatch and or re-enjoy.
I think the confusion came from – Jim, you're right. I think the confusion came from the discussion that we had the same episode or one before about we should watch each other's childhood favorites and make fun of it.
Yes, and
but
that's
that was for live streams.
Yeah, that's definitely one that if we're gonna do, we have to all be watching together. That's just
otherwise. Already did mine, you asshole.
Yeah, so you are exempt.
Thanks. You and Bryce, you fucking assholes. You destroyed.
That was a lot of fun, Bryce.
That
remember
was a
that
lot
day?
Of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I only vaguely remember it.
Really?
It's like if Christopher Robbins. If Christopher Robbins like grew up and told like his like 30 something friends about like this like awesome childhood friend he used to have, and they were like, that's cool, we'd like to meet him one day. And then you introduce your new friends to your childhood friends, and then your new friends take baseball bats and then just beat the ever-loving, just the dignity, the life, the shame, every, just leave it bleeding and broke right in front of you, and you can do nothing to stop it. No, Willow.
You know what's really bad about that, Jim, is I, like you, love that movie, but when I saw...
Didn't sound like it.
How you were reacting to our jokes, it made that movie even more epic.
No, it made the savaging more delightful for you. You didn't slow down. You pressed the gas pedal down.
You say tomato, I say tribal beating.
Ritual killing. It was a ritual killing.
Ritual murder.
Poorly executed.
Okay, so who wants to go first? Who wants to...
So I'm going to fire mine out just out of sheer principle because, again, under the knowledge that mine may not count because you might have already seen it. But the movie I would present to you guys to watch, if you haven't, is a movie called Monster Man. Came out in 2003. You haven't seen it?
No.
It is glorious. So it is actually a horror comedy by definition, but nothing about this movie makes you think that it's a comedy so much as it's just
except for the fucking monster truck. What the fuck is this thing?
Bryce is already looking it up.
What?
Oh, it is one of those movies where we started watching it and I didn't want any part of it because it looked like hot garbage. But the more
it looks like Helen Keller versus Night Wolves.
Oh, it is so much better.
Monster Man.
I think the basic premise of this movie is these guys are going across country to meet up with this chick this main character's in love with, trying to stop her from getting married or whatever, and his buddy tags along. And on the way, they're basically systematically hunted by this weird-looking guy who drives like the metalest version of a monster truck you've ever seen in your life. And it's just so over the top silly, but it is horribly enjoyable, easy to laugh at, and genuinely a pretty decent movie for how low budget it is.
The description on IMDb is one sentence.
Does it just say shit?
Oh, the reviews are not kind to this movie. But I will say that I found myself quoting it fairly regularly afterward, and it was wonderfully enjoyable. But that's my pick.
What's it called again? Monster Man.
In Latin Monster America, Man. The film was released with the title Wrong Turn 2. Because they had to steal from another movie.
Wow.
To get someone to go watch it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Monster Man, yeah, all one awesome. Word?
That is an epic monster truck,
right?
It looks like Killdozer, but like with like Bigfoot tires.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that's it looks like Killdozer. Idea.
Honestly,
with like Irish Killdozer's beautiful name.
It's from Lionsgate, so it had like a decent distributor.
Is it from Lionsgate?
Yeah.
And it had a decent budget for what it was. Not great, but decent.
$4 million. What the fuck is wrong with you, Lionsgate?
It all went towards gasoline to move that piece of shit.
No, it went to fucking cocaine.
Well, it looks like there's a Slipknot roadie on the cover of the movie.
Well, that's Monster Man, obviously.
Is that the Monster Man? So the truck is just kind of overkill.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the fuck is this guy been in?
Oh, it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Okay, so we've got Monster Man from our good friend Danny. Samantha, what do you got?
All right. I like cheesy creature features. And I found one from 2017 that I think would be fun. And it's called Boar, B-O-A-R. In the harsh yet beautiful Australian outback lives a beast, an animal of staggering size with a ruthless driving need for blood and destruction. So, yep. That is my pick, Boar.
What year was it from?
2017.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the images that are coming up are pretty solid, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a
Looks
trailer
like they
here.
They put in some effort on their animatronics a little bit.
Yeah, there's two trailers.
The one cover like poster with the dude with the giant machete leaves
dude,
a little bit.
Dude, Bill Moseley was in this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm down. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. I like a good creature feature, so, you know, no real complaints from me.
That is half my man, pick.
Half man, half boar.
Okay, Jim, you're up.
You'll have what to watch and find out, Jim.
Well, I was looking for, I was looking through a couple of different possibilities. Vikings versus Krampus sort of tickled my interest initially, but it wasn't quite what I was hoping for. What I found instead as my safety, which I couldn't find anything better than, is from our friends at Asylum when they put together a little film called Avengers Grimm / Time Wars. So Asylum is trying to take two franchises that I'm sure they don't have the rights to, the Avengers and the Grimm fairy tales. They're trying to mush them together into one story. Yeah, when Rumpelstiltskin tries to take over the world, the Avengers Grimm, including Sleeping Beauty and Snow White, must track him down through time to defeat him once and for all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's
like cheesy AF.
Dude, seriously, I'm not going to lie. This looks pretty horrid.
Well, it's from Asylum.
Yeah. Those that brought us Transmorphers, Battle Los Angeles, or Battle for Los Angeles.
Well, they're the guys who gave us Atlantic.
Oh, God, the CGI is terrible.
I will tell you, I almost picked an Asylum Films selection as well. Top Gunner.
It's about two gay men, two tops, as they're coming of age in France, 1942.
Top Gunner from this year or 1986? Oh, that's a video game.
Yeah, no, Top Gunner, it looks like this year. The trailer's up on their YouTube page. Yeah.
This is what you're going for, Top Gunner?
Oh, my gosh. There's, like, legit actors in here.
Oh, man. This movie's terrible. It's on YouTube, and I'm watching part of it. It is good. Oh, my God. It looks like gold.
Is that Tom Skerritt?
Or, like, poop covered in, like, gold leaf from a bottle of fucking Gold Rush.
Oh, it's, like,
it is
gold dusted with, like, gold glitter.
First of all, it stars Eric Roberts. He's the first person.
He's in every fucking cast. Asylum movie, by the way.
And it goes down from there.
I mean, he's like a legit actor, though. He's been in a lot of great stuff.
Has he, though?
Not really.
Yeah, he was in Inherent Vice. That movie was really good.
Julia Roberts has been in a lot of good stuff. Eric Roberts was in...
He's been in a lot of okay stuff. I'm looking at his filmography right now.
Okay,
he did
so,
voiceover work for... go ahead.
We're looking at Monster Man, Boar, and Avengers Grimm Time Warp.
God damn it. You guys are really trying to hurt me with that one.
Well, here we go, because here's my pick. From 2016, Clown Town. A group of friends get stranded in a seemingly deserted small town and find themselves stalked by a violent gang of psychopaths dressed as clowns.
Ooh.
Now, I will say, when I was looking this movie up, I saw Clown Town and immediately thought fucking Helen Keller versus Nightwolves. But then I watched
the
trailer.
It's on Prime.
This, yes, it is. It's on Prime. This movie has legitimate, like, this looks like a solid movie.
It looks great.
9% on Rotten Tomatoes, 3.8 on IMDb. That's all I need to know.
I'm not going to lie. As it is right now, it looks borderline torture porn from the images I pulled up, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But is it like... Is it like Rob Zombie 31 torture porn, or is it like Hostel, the later movies torture
porn? I'm thinking someone watched fucking House of a Thousand Corpses and went, you know what? Clowns.
No, they made it a triple feature.
Yeah, but he did that already with 31.
They made it a triple feature. It was House of a Thousand Corpses, The Crow, and Big Money Rustlers starring ICP. Because some of this clown makeup, I'm like, God damn, bro, did you even try? Do you even clown, bro?
I don't know. The makeup artist did a good job, though.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. It looks bad. It looks like a bad movie, but it also looks like a pretty bad movie.
This is a one sentence review from somebody, arguably less scarier than Big Top Pee Wee.
Well, there you go. There you go.
That's some serious less shots fired right there.
Now, than Big Top Pee Wee. Good lord.
I did go above and beyond. I do have an alternate. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because his name came up last week because we were talking Starship Troopers last week.
Oh, no.
And Casper Van Dien's name came up. Well, it came up again because apparently in I'm not sure when this came out. This is how bad this movie is. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube. The movie is called Star Raiders, The Adventures of Saber Rain.
Saber Rain.
Dude, this movie looks like, okay, let's take all the worst shit from our favorite sci-fi movies, throw them in a pot, and then throw it out, and then do something completely worse.
Based on the title, I'm going to create a synopsis of this film.
Oh, please, Jim. We love your synopsis.
Not even on the name of the movie. Name of the actor, Saber Rain, the character, Saber Rain. Saber Rain is a totally different film about a failed American gladiator turned gigolo / Chippendales dancer who ultimately gets mixed up in a game of cat and mouse with a serial killer and loses. The end.
So the costumes
not my best work.
for Saber Rain look like a mix between Firefly and the Revolutionary War.
Look at this, like, Wonder Woman knockoff from dollar store.
So basically,
he looks like
Saber
he's
Rain
going
is
discount Jamie Lannister.
So the premise of this is this discount Han Solo reject is hired to rescue the prince and princess of the galaxy.
They have some budget, but they do not have. They did not use that money well.
That budget went right into Casper Van Dien's nostrils.
I'm sure it did.
Would you like a big score?
Did a big cement check. I'm doing my part. They have a big cement truck filled with
cocaine. You know what? I'm going to do a little bit more of my part right now.
I love this part so much. I can't do my face.
It looks like it's dubbed over, like the entire thing.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that they had to do all the audio in studio.
Yeah. He was probably too high to do vocals when they were shooting it.
It would be a guaranteed home run if they redubbed the entire cast.
God damn it, Casper. Say your lines. Snort my lines? Okay, I'll be in my trailer.
But Casper Van Dien does all the voices for all the characters.
Yeah.
God, that's a tough one.
Or tries to desperately.
Okay, so we have five movies on the table.
Wait, James, which one are you going with then?
I honestly
only choose one.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I'm leaning towards Clown Town. I'm intrigued by Clown Town.
I am not. Okay.
Of course you're not. I picked it. No. Why would you be interested in anything I pick? Jackass.
I'm gonna go Avengers Grimm. Yeah.
All right, we got one vote for Avengers Grimm. Danny.
Well, I would vote Boar because voting for myself is like the biggest douche move you can do.
Well, and so you've already seen it too. So.
Well, true, but that's how I know it's really good. But I would vote for Boar, honestly, because the rest of the stuff you guys brought up just scraping the bottom of the burnt cheese, man.
But isn't that kind of the
trailers.
Point?
Yeah, that's the problem. So what I think we should do next time is I think we should have the trailers ready for everybody.
Again, that's the
okay,
thing.
Yeah.
See, Helen Keller versus the Night Wolf sounded good, but it was the worst piece of shit I have sat through in years, and I regret the hour and 45 minutes that I will never get back. I don't like watching movies that make me do that. I like watching movies that go, had some good points. Not bad. Not bad. You did the best you could.
I can't understand why you didn't get that from Helen Keller. I don't understand.
Okay, I sent you all the trailer for Clown Town.
Should we make it a rule as well that you cannot vote for your own?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I think that's not fair.
So we got one vote for Avengers, one vote for Boar. I kind of want to see Clown Town.
Oh, no.
I'm intrigued.
You guys have the trailer, so you can check out the trailer.
Maybe that might change my decision.
It might.
No, it's confirming exactly what I was feeling.
James, what are your thoughts?
I have a real hatred for anything Asylum. I've seen.
Yeah, they're masters of putting it or at least making something seem okay on paper, and then is just a total train wreck of shit.
Oh yeah. So I just can't go with that. So I'm really torn between Boar and Monster Man. But the idea of watching an hour and a half of a monster truck, just there's so many other better things I could be doing.
And you brought Clown Town to that argument?
I mean, you did kind of shoot yourself. You can't stand on that. You can't stand on that soapbox and be like, I can't sit through this watching a monster truck. I mean, so much better things you can do with my time.
Wait.
Clown Town.
What
clowns? On the other hand,
what is scarier, clowns or monster trucks?
Fuck, I've never thought that was scary.
Monster trucks or clowns?
Ooh.
Clowns and monster trucks. Samantha. They just wrote the next Asylum film.
We will get no money for it. So
it's a monster truck that has hundreds of clowns in it. You know, it's funny because it fits. I don't know. Fuck, whatever. I've never thought clowns were scary, and I feel it's weird when people are like, oh, this fucking clown scares me. It's like, really?
Ryan does not like clowns.
Really?
So yeah. You should watch Clown Town just
That's why I'm like, I'm leaning towards that just so he can come down.
I will say this, though, Danny. Of the two, Monster Man intrigues me more than Boar.
Okay, fair enough.
So. Well, it's a fucking pig with horns. It's not really a creature film.
Yeah, but he has massive size.
So did the rats in fucking Princess Bride.
And there's a gigantic wrestler in the movie trying to act, so. That in and of itself is entertainment enough.
So where are we at, vote-wise?
So we got one for Avengers.
You get to watch a turd.
Boar. One for Boar.
One for Monster Man. So that leaves
one
Jim.
And one for Clown Town.
Yeah.
And that leaves me to choose. And I can't choose Boar because that was my pick.
Zan, the deciding vote is on you. No pressure.
She's the tiebreaker.
I am the decider.
You are. How are you going to ruin your week?
After we ruin pizza for you. What's it going to be?
You can ruin pizza. I want
to
go eat.
We're trying to figure it out.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm kind of torn between Monster Man and Clown Town. They're both going to be ridiculous.
Obviously.
True.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards the one that's kind of going to upset my boyfriend.
Oh, man!
Because I'm a horrible person.
And that's why I love you, Samantha.
You did just get done saying how much of an awesome boyfriend that you love and care
amazing,
about.
But you know what?
But she's a horrible girlfriend, so.
Cooking, and if I want to watch a damn movie about clowns, I'll watch it.
But deep-rooted psychological trauma is like candy to me,
and I have to have it. That's how I show. But, that's my affection. That's my love language.
Face your fears, honey. Watch this fucking movie with killer clowns in it.
Were you raised Catholic?
With me, but I'm gonna go with Cloud Dad.
Yes.
Yes. The clowns dig it.
We get to stick our collective dicks in wood chippers again.
God damn it.
Who knows?
So here's another question.
Okay, Bryce. First of all, you picked the last movie, so that's on you.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it. If I watched it, I would be like, no, we ain't watching this piece of shit.
Well, that would defeat the purpose of this whole thing. The purpose of it is to watch weird shit that none of us have seen.
I already picked the God movie. Come on.
We were
the Rollerblade 7.
We were really excited.
When we're all together.
We were really excited about watching the Helen Keller movie. And then we watched it, and apparently only I loved it. But who's to say that this clown movie might be one that you think is really, really bad, and then you find something endearing about it that like
because I watched part of the trailer.
Oh, it's gonna be terrible.
You gotta
Trailers can be misleading.
Because I'm gonna be honest. When I watched the trailer this morning, I was not sold on it until I was about halfway through the trailer, and then I was like, okay, it might be good. It's probably gonna be shit. And that's the thing. These movies more than likely are gonna be shit. Whatever we watch, it's gonna be just a heaping pile of shit. It's not about finding a great movie. It's about just watching these horrible movies and discussing them. Stop shaking your head, Danny. I know the kind of shit you watch.
So we're gonna watch
Clown Town.
Set it and yield the floor.
Yes.
So are we sticking with our picks until we get to it? Or can we choose?
Each month you can choose. I was just going to explain that.
Sorry.
So next month, Danny, Jim, and Samantha will all pick a movie. It can be the same movie. It could be a different movie. It's up to you.
Okay.
Bryce and I will be exempt because our movies have been chosen. And until everyone has selected a movie, we'll just keep going down, and then once again, we will have a
vote. Don't be jelly.
Whoever the last person is, whatever movie they select, no matter what it is, they don't even have to make an argument for it. This is what we're watching.
Whoever's left gets blinded and never has to watch the movie again.
Oh, God.
That is your gift.
Bryce, it's too bad you didn't go last, huh?
There's still a chance for three of us.
I don't understand why Bryce can't vote. After
No, he got to vote. He just doesn't get to pick.
I just don't pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you clear now, Jim?
I'm just listening to the.
Stop shaking your head, Danny. You can watch Monster Man after you watch Clown Town.
The dog singing in the background.
Yeah, that's my puppy.
Adorable. Dog's excited about Clown Town.
No, he's not.
Nobody is.
This week, right?
Yeah, you just have to watch it before the next show. Next show, we'll get together. We will all share our thoughts and either praise or what I'm expecting.
Destroy.
Denounce the person who
denounce. And so you have a full week to build an effigy of James that we will burn next Monday.
Whatever you choose to do.
James, Patreon. Turn on screen sharing.
Oh, quick side note. Have you guys ever watched the original Wicker Man?
No.
I've seen parts of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
I'm not going to lie. I watched the Nick Cage one
first, and I
was fucking furious with it because it was terrible.
Yeah, I've heard the original is better.
The original actually is quite enjoyable.
Why are you showing us your car, Bryce?
Serious, bro.
What'd you do? We hit a deer.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Good bit of damage there, bud.
Yeah.
Deer's a lot tougher than they look like.
Let's see.
The deer was protesting in front of a Trader Joe's.
Without a mask.
Has your dad seen it?
No, I haven't shown him yet. It's going in tomorrow.
It was a MAGA deer.
MAGA deer.
Deer. Yeah. Make America green again.
Giving your dad's back. Going into someone else.
Yeah, we were on our way to our
Make
son's
deer
doctor's
jerky
appointment.
Again.
Oh shit! You're on your way to your son's doctor's appointment and you hit a deer.
Yep.
Wow.
Damn. Bastard. Yeah.
Grade A professional. All right, folks. Well, I got to get going.
Yep, I got dinner to eat.
I have a fucking terrible, terrible shit show of a movie to watch.
Yeah. Well, that's a last minute. Last minute.
Hey, I'm going to watch it right now.
I don't care. I'm watching it tonight. I don't care.
The
when
least
you
amount
watch
of time
it.
That movie's in my brain, the happier
I am. Before
we
start recording next week.
I'll finish it while we're recording. Fuck that.
Just
get the fuck out of the way.
Blind drunk on corn whiskey. Bryce is going to be just like...
I got some blackened whiskey sitting up on a shelf. I'm excited. I could go for that.
That was how I was planning to get through this shit show.
I'm not even going to watch the trailer. I'm just going to go right into the movie blind.
Yeah, just go right into it blind. That's the only way to enjoy it. I think if you watch the trailer, you're setting yourself up for expectation.
I'm a jump in the deep end type of person. So.
God bless you,
Sarah. Good thing you're only missing driving and going into a diner.
For the loyal viewers and listeners, where can this film be found?
It is available on Amazon Prime and whatever streaming service carries shit show movies.
YouTube.
The Netflix.
Shitshowbay.org.
Oh my god, you just named our next website.
That's the movie streaming website.
Yeah. Not another shit show.
.org.
Star Raiders is also on Amazon for free.
But the .org is actually spelled
guys,
out.
There's nothing stopping you from watching the other selections.
True.
So if there's if the movie pick the required homework is you know, you want to watch the other ones, go ahead.
I wonder if I just found another one.
All right, y'all.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to check out both Boar and Monster Man this week.
Boar was fun.
Please do.
Enjoy. Well, now I'm not. Fuck you, Danny. Don't tell me how to live my life.
I'm Danny gonna. Has to
poop. Whatever. Danny I do what I want.
Okay, that's it for the show. Thank you for joining us. Gone. Danny is already gone, so now we can talk
said,
about him.
You guys.
Follow us on Patreon, or support us on Patreon.
Please.
Yeah, give us money.
We would love to take your money. I mean, you can have you support us.
Make fun of how I eat pizza and stuff.
And your ovaries.
Yeah. do a voice memo and send
as little as a dollar an episode. As little as a dollar an episode.
If you listen to the show, send Samantha a voice memo from her ovaries.
Or a meme starring me, Gilbert Gottfried.
Talking about how they need to be, how I need a baby. Oh, God. Okay, I'm logging off. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.